one thing I thought would be a great idea, and over the years I've really wanted to put pedal steel on stuff, and we maybe have a time or two, but we're getting Greg Lees in tomorrow, who's just this kind of off the beaten path pedal steel player, you know, not a Nashville guy. Has kind of a different bend on it and different effects that he puts in, and I really wanted him on this record. So he's coming in for the next couple of days, and that's what we're going to do. For sure, he will be on a track called Cinnamon Road. Greg on this song is that it's more ambient than anything. Not that it's a like a pad or an under part, but that it's like less in control and like nastier and just not delicate. I just don't hear it being at all delicate unless there's some specific like da da da, da, you know, right. Like that makes sense. But just not delicate.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think right now everything we've heard has been a little too pretty. But I think it's, in a way, it's a matter of voicing and when to play.
It's like it's sounding like the Neil Young records when he, you know, does his...
Now it is.
Yeah.
Which you don't like.
Well, it's great. It's beautiful, but that's not what I was going for.
All right.
I'm wondering if it should be a little more...
Tougher sounding?
Tougher sounding. If it, we could try something like that. I mean, I could just try putting the... like a distortion pedal or something like that.
I know, it's voiced the first time through one way and then the next time through a different way. Yeah, you want to try some different voices?
Yeah, maybe that. Let me just see what that sounds
right,
like over
there. Yeah, let's I want to keep what he just did though. Let's try these new voices. With a picture in your head of somebody that you never did know. You put them all in a box and leave them in a cinema on the road. And all the money in the world is never gonna let you go. I'm not hearing anything there. It's just like, it's three chords. Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
And
the last one go up.
Yeah, like maybe resolve down or just somewhere, and then the last one making it resolve up as we're going into the. I just, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah. All the money in the world. It's close, Greg. I don't want to get too anal about this. Is this getting closer for you, Sean?
That one sounded real nice.
That voicing you use in the second half, can it go to... Da, 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 da? Just kind of up an octave higher. The thing that's appealing to me is... You almost...
Yeah,
I think you should just go to that in the second half.
Okay. You know? All right.
That, you know, let's just make it simple.
Okay.
First half down here, second half up there.
Okay.
All the money in the world.
Thing is the five chord, you know, so it goes da, da, just got to voice that a little lower,
right?
And don't stay
don't,
up
don't go up there.
Yeah, don't go up there, right? My basic take on this is when Sean is singing, you have to find a way to play an articulate part, but it has to be out of her range,
right? Sure.
So that's why when the stuff is voiced up in her range, it doesn't work. But you can jump out of, you can come up into the higher range. There's little breaths where it can kind of come out, and I think the steel personality can really come through. But when she's singing, it's got to kind of be not in the notes that she's singing. I mean, this is our first tune and our first day with Steel, which is a whole new world for us. But when you first said Steel, all right, here's what came to mind. Uh-huh. I don't know how you feel about this, because Steel players, I know, seem to be of two minds about this. But I loved Sneaky Pete, and I particularly loved it on the first Flying Burrito Brothers record. It was so whacked out, where he'd be playing Steel, and it'd be beautiful. All of a sudden, he'd click in the fuzz tone.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you play that, you know, with a fuzz tone punched in, might be like, whoa.
Yeah.
It might be like a horn part.
Let's
do
that. I mean, I love that stuff myself, so I mean,
let's get wacky.
All
right. It sounded fine to me, but do you understand what I'm liking?
Yeah,
it's like it's not note oriented.
Right. It's just noise.
It's just noise, but it's also a little atonal. Right. There's some little note in there that's a little odd that throws it somewhere, and it only lasts that part, and then he gets to his little. I don't know. I like where it's going.
He's got a lot of stuff to listen to, you know. It's five hours recording, 10 hours listening to what we recorded,
then 15 hours talking about.
That's great.
Okay,
that's great. I like what that sounds like.
Okay, let me try one more with it. So you take all the things that you felt on another big show. The picture in your head of somebody that you never been loved. Put them all in a box in a simple room. And all the money in the world is never gonna let you go. You know what? I feel really confident with everything I have. I can create some great stuff out of this.